It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Dr. Courtney Flint. If you remember back in January and February, there was a lifestyle survey that was sent out and, you know, people filled it out. Well, all the surveys have been compiled. They've gone through them all. And we're going to talk about what the findings kind of, you know, what they showed. And some things were a surprise and some things weren't as much of a surprise. Let's put it that way. Dr. Flint, how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. This is interesting stuff. And I've been kind of wanting to get you back on here. And now that we've got all the numbers where they need to be, let's talk about it. Overall, I guess, in Carbon County, let's start right there. How do people feel about life in Carbon County?
Right. So the Well-Being Project looks at lots of different aspects of people's lives. And in terms of overall personal well-being and community well-being, we saw that Helper and Wellington were a little above average for the rural communities in the study, and Price and East Carbon were a little bit below average for rural communities. We had a total of 29 cities across the state involved in the Well-Being Survey Project, but fewer, more like 10 communities in the rural kind of category. So all in all, you know, people are, if we look at Carbon County as a whole, we come out right about average.
So let's kind of break down, because you and I were just discussing it. Let's kind of break down between, you know, I guess we can go Helper, Price, East Carbon, and Wellington, that kind of an area. How were things in East Carbon and Wellington in that area?
Yeah, well, a little bit, you know, sometimes things are shared actually across these four places. Let's just look at what's kind of consistent. So the most important categories of well-being, what people think of as most important, were safety and security, mental and physical health, and living standards. What was really interesting was also that for all of four of those cities, connection with nature was the top-rated well-being category. So people really appreciate being close to the outdoors and having all those opportunities. But some of the things that popped up differently, East Carbon, the things that were really important to them but not rated so high were safety and security and local environmental quality. In Wellington, it was physical health that was important but a little low. And for Helper and Price, it was both mental health and physical health that were important but not rated as high. And Price also had leisure time in that zone for, you know, something that might – these things are the things that might need a little attention moving forward for folks in these areas.
And there were a few other things, I believe, in looking at it. It was always opportunities for youth seemed to pop up a lot on this survey. Am I right on that one?
Absolutely. So we asked a variety of questions about concerns for the future of communities, and the number one concern was opportunities for youth. But right up there with that was also substance abuse, employment opportunities, water supply, and recreation opportunities. And those were all pretty common across all of the four communities.
And I'm just kind of reading between the lines, and tell me if I'm wrong. It seems like one of the most important things and one of the reasons that people like living in this area, it seems like, is the outdoor opportunities and things to being able to be close to nature. Am I wrong there, or is that kind of right in that area?
Absolutely. You know, when we ask people what they value about the place that they live, they value that being close to nature for sure. The small town sense of community in those places, the quiet and the peacefulness, and feeling generally safe, although I'd say that wasn't so much the case in East Carbon. A couple of unique things in Helper, folks also valued some of the newer cultural opportunities that they had there, as well as some of the historic things about the town. And in Price, there were some mentions of valuing the low cost of living and some of the good jobs. And in Wellington, there were people who valued good law enforcement and good government. So, you know, there were some different sorts of things going on. You know, everybody's got their concerns, you know, wanting to make sure that the town's kept up and, you know, addressing those crime and drug concerns that might be around. And that just generally would love to have some more amenities and services, especially in Helper and Price. But, you know, there were a lot of people that had a lot of nice things to say about what they value.
So let's talk for just a moment, because you brought something up about the fact that people in our area, we enjoy being outdoors and those kinds of things. However, let's talk about maybe like differences between Helper and Price. Like, we knew we kind of had a feeling, and you and I had talked about this a couple of different times, with the pandemic and everything, that people were going to be, in some areas, it was going to be lower than it should be. And did that show up? Did we, you know, were we kind of correct in that thinking?
Yeah, you know, the COVID impacts were definitely felt. Not as high as in some other cities around the state. You know, in East Carbon and Helper and Wellington, about 35% of the respondents said that their well-being had declined due to COVID. But in Price, that was a bit higher. It was about 45% said that their personal well-being had declined. But across the board, you know, the impacts were felt in terms of, like, social connections and cultural opportunities a bit more than even physical health, even though it was kind of a health, physical health pandemic virus. Mental health was something that declined in a couple of the communities, but not so much. People didn't necessarily feel that way in East Carbon. So, you know, the results varied a little bit from place to place.
One of the questions you and I were just talking about, where do we go with this information now? What do the governments use? Will you, you know, be part of that and helping them kind of decipher it? Where does all this information go and what do they do with it now?
That's right. So all of the reports from the survey are up on the Utah Wellbeing Project website. Then those have all been sent and given to the city leaders. And I've offered to come and talk to the city councils and answer any questions that anyone has. And we'll follow up, and we've offered some flyers to help get the website out to residents so that all the folks in the communities can take a look and reach back out to us if you have any questions. You know, what the cities do with the data is really up to them. We just try to make it available. But we are going to be working over the next year to develop some resources that will help different kinds of communities wrestle with some of these well-being issues. And so for the communities that, say, have mental health as a concern, we'll try to link those cities up with some of the resources that are provided by Extension and other things that might be available in the area that might direct those issues, and some of the, of course, the other categories that pop up. And then down the road, you know, this was all done in the midst of COVID, and we'll hope to come back in a year or 18 months or so and resurvey to try to keep our finger on the pulse of well-being in these communities and hope to see things rebounding somewhat, and also to highlight those areas that might need some further attention. So we'll certainly stay in touch with folks in Carbon County and look forward to providing any help that we can.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for taking out the time. Now, once again, if somebody wants to look at these surveys, where can they find them at?
Yep, just Google USU, Utah Wellbeing Project, and you'll come to our website. And there's all kinds of, all the different state reports, city reports for 29 cities are there, including all the Carbon County cities. We have a statewide summary report up there. And then coming soon in the next few weeks, we'll also have some county summaries, which we just haven't finished yet, but we'll get those up there, and Carbon County will be one of those. And then we'll keep putting resources on our website as it's available and offering them to the city leaders.
All right. Dr. Courtney Flint with Utah State University, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us about this. This was a great, great thing. And you know what? Once again, we can go in there and look at it and kind of see what everybody, kind of keep the pulse on Carbon and County there for a little while, can't we?
That's right. Absolutely. Well, it's great. I look forward to continuing to get to know Carbon County well. And I want to thank all the people who responded to the survey. That was a good response from Carbon County.
Thank you so much. Now, once again, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.